And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, we're upset about it.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, join me. Your sons go to Western Estates High School.
Yes, it's in Western Estates, California. And we only have sketchy information.
All right, Ms. Dooley, you're on the air with us right now.
All right.
And your husband's there?
Yeah, Steve is
right here, Ms. Hank.
All right, now tell me what you know. And if you folks are just joining us, 25 of, described as the 25 most popular students at Western Estates High School received a death threat.
That's correct, yes.
And who is Carolyn Manville?
Her name is Carolyn Manville. She's our principal. These students received a death threat, apparently extremely violent, very graphic, delivered on their email.
Now, did your sons receive this? You have three sons going there.
That's correct.
Did they receive it?
No, Phil, they did not. And it's a dilemma that mothers face. One of the reasons why we are doing press interviews today is I'm very grateful that...
It's terrible. It's a modern time in high school, you know. I mean, it's just kids have always bullied each other, and now they have the Internet to do it.
This is more than bullying, Phil. This is a list that is described as the 25 most popular students in school receiving a very graphically violent death threat. And my sons are not on that list. They did not receive the death threat. And so you sort of swing between two extremes. It's a pendulum of emotions. On the one hand, I'm very grateful that Seth and Dylan and Justin did not get threatened. But any mother can tell you, and I'm sure there are millions of them out there tonight who can tell you, you are outraged a little bit at the fact that your sons, you know, are not considered popular. And as I say, we got a call from our...
Let me ask you. So you got a guy. I want to talk to you about Darlene Hinch. Is she on the Homeowners Association council with you?
No, she's just a homeowner here.
Okay.
And she calls us. Knowing what we're going through, and she starts in on how she is frightened for her son, Stephen, and they've already, I guess the parents of the kids who were threatened, they've already bonded, and they're, you know, talking to counselors, and so these parents, and these so-called popular students are all, as I said, sort of bonding, you know, Stephen?
Yeah, they're all just bonding, you know, and I guess they kind of think there's something special.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
That they think there's something special. Well, these are parents whose kids have been threatened.
Darlene calls me up, and she starts telling me her problems about, you know, Steve is being threatened, and, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, Phil, I said to her, Darlene, hold it right there. I said, you know, my three sons, and Steve tried to pull the phone away from me, but I just wouldn't give it to him. I said, my three sons did not receive this death threat, and so I guess they're not considered popular, and I guess they're considered unpopular, and your son did get the death threat. And I said to her, you have a son, Stephen, who we've had to our home, who is on this popular student list, and he doesn't have the greatest manners in the world. I told her. And you're calling me, and you're telling me your problems. Why don't you call one of the parents whose children have been threatened, and so you can bond with them? And I slammed the phone down.
But you see, your concern is more about the popularity of your sons rather than...
No, Phil, it's not. You're not a mother, so you don't understand. You don't know what it's like.
No, it sounds like your concern is more for the popularity of your sons than it is over the fact that they got a death threat. And...
Well, it isn't that they just got a death threat. It's that Carolyn Manville issued a press release saying the 25 most popular students... And then you realize that your sons aren't on that list. And then it isn't just a death threat list. It's a list, and you begin to feel violated. You begin to feel groped. I felt naked. I felt exposed. You know, I told my husband, Steve, that I didn't want to talk to anyone. I went in to lay down. I took a couple of Excedrin. It was almost as if I had a migraine. And I am still living that hell. And I know that every...
What about the mothers who are living the hell that their kids received a death threat?
You know what? They can call each other and bond. They can call the counselor and bond. My understanding is they've already had a meeting over at Darlene Hinch's home. So they're all now in their group. And where are we? And this is something every mother faces. The emotional violation, the emotional and sensitivity probing, it's as if fingers have been shoved up into your feelings and wiggled around. You know, it's you're not a woman, so you don't understand. But
I'm trying to. I have a wife and I have children, and I would like to understand. So you are very, very upset over the fact that...
Phil, obviously we're grateful that the boys were not threatened.
No, where are you at, Mr. Can
I... Here, Steve, this is my husband, Steve.
Mr. Ed, we're very grateful. What I have to tell my boys is be grateful about that. But they're not considered popular, and that's going to have ramifications on everything, you know?
And also, Phil, the fact that the prom's coming up, the fact that the graduation parties are coming up, and what has happened to me as a mother, who has given a lot of her time to the school, I have had someone take their hand and squeeze my feelings as if it's one of my breasts. That's what it's like.
Right.
And unless you're a woman, you never understand it.
I would not presume to. 1-800, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us, a husband and wife from Western Estates, California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And one of the things, what happened was, let me just, if I could recap, Bobby, for our audience.
Well, I can give you some details, Phil.
Well, let me just say, an email death threat was sent to, according to Carolyn Minville, who's the principal of the school, was sent to the 25 most popular students in the school. It is described as a graphic, violent death threat to these children. And Bobby Dooley is speaking with us tonight, along with her husband, Steve. Their three sons, thankfully, were not among those threatened. But she is taking exception to the fact that her three boys are suddenly not considered to be one of the more popular kids in the school, that the parents of the popular kids are bonding together based on this experience, that they have been to see counselors. They've already had a meeting over at Darlene Hinch's home. And she, Ms. Dooley, feels, as a mother, that it's something that's very difficult to take. This mother instinct.
And Phil, by the way, my husband Steve shares it. My husband Steve doesn't know what I know because he's not a woman and because he isn't. He's a wonderful man, but I guess you could say I'm more of the thinker in the family. And my boys, I think, are wonderful guys.
Of course they are. Of course you do.
No, I'm not just saying that as a mother. I'm saying that as fact. They are wonderful guys. And that they would not be considered popular. But the principal of our school, Carolyn Minville, who should know better, would not, just out of courtesy, include them on the list when she announced to the press. I am mortified, and I will tell you right now, it is my very strong feeling that I would just as soon take my boys out of that school and put them in a school where they'd be.
Well, what, put them in a school where they're going to get a death threat? You know?
No, put them in a school where they're... No, I don't want my boys threatened, Phil, and you're missing the point. Unless you're a woman, you really don't understand what it's like to have someone come up to you, figuratively, emotionally, and figuratively reach up under your skirt and probe your feelings for your children.
I'm sorry.
It is a violation.
All right, I Ms. Dooley, I would never presume to know better than a mother what's best for her children, but I would submit to you that it is a good thing.
Also, we're very grateful they're not being threatened. No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We're very grateful.
I mean, that's a good thing. There's 25 other sets of parents who are at this hour worrying about the safety of their children.
No, I understand that, but they also have each other to lean on, and they have each other to bond with. and they have each other to go, you know, to dinner parties with. And from this, you know, cruises and, you know, vacations to Napa, and all of a sudden they're a clique, you know, and they become like they think they're better than anybody. You know, Steve?
Yeah, they think they're better than anybody.
And that's what we're talking about, really.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're speaking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, our parents in the Western Estates School District, about a... This is very troubling when students get death threats. And you know what? They're from some other kid. It's a kid sending it. And I would say to Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, if they're listening on hold, every possibility in the world, a kid who is sending that death threat can be, you know, quote, interdicted, or can be, you know, there can be an intercession, because kids like this give themselves away pretty clear if the adults have got their eyes open. But the fact is, their sons didn't get the death threat, and she's upset because the death threat was sent to the 25 most popular kids in school, and her kids didn't get it because they're not popular. She feels violated. On some level, she feels violated. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join me, 1-800-449-8686. Your sons have been, there's no death threat against your sons. There is a death threat against the 25 most popular kids at school. And you find this kind of, you're sort of ambivalent.
Well, the more I think about it, Phil, the more I realize that a death threat against your child in this day and age is not the worst thing, and I'll tell you why. First of all, most death threats are not real. What it does do is give your child publicity. It gives you publicity. You bond with other parents. The next thing you know, you're on ABC's Good Morning America, and your ego is out of control. And I can see that this is happening now with these parents. And on top of that, oh, well, you know, our kids are the most popular. And my sons, Dylan, Seth, and Justin, are considered what? They're considered to be outcasts, to be, let's use the word. And it is a hateful word. But my boys, I guess, are considered to be losers. And to me, as I said, Phil, that is very rough holding cell sex.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tina, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
You know, I was just...
You don't have your radio turned up, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. You there, Bobby?
Yes, I'm here.
I was just listening to what you just said about how your kids are losers. Are there only 27 students in that school?
No, these are the 26 most popular. I didn't say 27. I don't know where you got that figure.
Well, you're saying that your three sons are losers, are outcasts.
Well,
are they the only students in the school?
Oh, no,
because
no, of course not. But
you said several times also that if you're not a woman, you're not going to understand your feelings.
Well, I don't think men can. You can hear the confusion of Mr. Hendry. With all due respect, Mr. Hendry.
Well, I'm not a woman. I get that.
And my husband, God bless him, and our husbands, Tina, are men. And as men, they're a little bit clueless to these things.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm a woman, and I'm a little bit clueless to what you're feeling right now, because if my,
well, let
my
me help
daughter
you with
is
it. What?
Very popular in school, but I wouldn't want her name spread out all over the place if she got a death threat. That would just put ideas in other kids' heads. And it seems to me that your feelings are a little displaced. Because why don't you just have a Tupperware party or a Pampered Chef and invite people over if you need friends?
Oh, my God, you really misunderstood me, didn't you? No, I'm not saying that.
Well, why are you bringing up the fact that the other parents are bonding?
Well, let me address...
Yeah, and going to Napa and taking cruises and all the stuff that you mentioned, it's just, feel sorry for me, I have to stay home with my popular boys.
Well, hold on for a minute. You know, Tina, as a woman, when couples begin to bond together and do their Napa trips, you know how you feel. And I think any woman knows, and I'm not talking out of school, you literally want to take a knife and cut the eyes out of every woman. You know, you wouldn't really do it.
No.
You know what?
I am so secure in myself that I don't need to have friends like that, especially
I understand. You're on the radio. You're on the radio, and you don't want to be honest.
No, I am absolutely serious. I am so secure in who I am that my identity isn't made up of people, friends, and popularity, and living vicariously through my kids wanting them to be so popular that they get a death threat.
Well, I would question why you called tonight. And you're
because
sort of,
I feel sorry for
you,
Julie. I really do. It was almost I was
driving down the street.
You're
looking at me as a loser.
I cry for you.
Do you consider me to be a loser?
I would never call you a loser because I don't know you. I can only hear what you're saying and how you feel that you're being rejected by these mothers.
Well, Tina,
you want to cut their eyeballs out.
Yeah,
that's a death threat.
That is pretty.
No, that was I don't mean literally. I mean, you know how you get so angry that you want to claw another woman's face off? You know what I mean.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, yes, you do know what I mean. Look, I remember Y2K, and there was only two bottles of water left. Remember everybody was buying water before Y2K? And there were two bottles of water. I went to grab it, and this other woman grabbed them, too. And I grabbed her hair, and I swung her around.
Wow.
I mean, you don't get between a dog and its meat. Now, here is my question. Why did you call up tonight and rub in how popular your daughter is?
No, I'm not
rubbing
it in.
My
daughter is very popular.
Well, there she goes
she's
again.
Very beautiful, and she's...
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I don't live through her the way you are. If my daughter would get a death threat, I would not transfer her from a school because the parents are being friends and the principal is being insensitive. I would transfer my daughter from that school for her safety.
Phil, can you give me some backup on this? Tina is rubbing in how good-looking...
No, wait. Tina's making a point here that I want to hear. She's saying, of all the things to transfer out of a school for, why would you transfer out of a school because your kid didn't get a death threat? You know.
No, let's stick to the point. She called up and she said, my daughter's
because
beautiful.
Because your friends are bonding. Because the people are bonding and you're not being included in that. And the principal was insensitive because they didn't announce your children's names.
Oh, I don't care whether I'm included. No, I don't care if I'm included.
But you do. You do.
No,
that's what this whole thing is about.
No, I don't. What I'm worried
about.
You're not
included.
What I am, no, I don't.
Well, that's what it sounds like to us, Ms. Dooley, and I don't...
Mr. Henry, you don't let my wife have a say. You're telling her what to say.
You know, thank you, Steve. My husband is even objecting to your treatment of me. I'm saying that I fear that if a clique develops among these parents, they become a kind of uber parent, you know? And you'll see in the bulletin, you know, the parents of the kids who receive death threats will be going to race day at Santa Anita. And they've reserved Clocker's Corner. And the next thing you know, it's a club. And I'm suspicious of clubs. Now, Tina, God bless you. You sound like a wonderful mother. Don't go rubbing in how good-looking your daughter is. Really, it's not... All you're doing is violating me. You're sexually fondling another woman.
Oh.
No, emotionally. Oh, listen to her laughing.
Yeah, you're very visual.
Oh, listen to her laughing.
You are very funny. I really...
Well, wait a minute. You are...
No, only because, you know why? Because you used the whole finger analogy, like somebody stuck their finger up your skirt and fondled your heart and your feelings with their fingers.
Tina, I'm trying to give...
that you were talking about. But you know what? The thing about it is I didn't call... I am telling you
that your children are at school... You should not touch my feelings as if you're reaching up the back of my pantyhose. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Mm-hmm. Are you using the sexual analogy so women
No, women know. So men understand how it feels. Well, I guess that's not a good idea because most men like doing that sort of thing. But
that's very unfair.
What are you talking?
Most men like to fondle a woman. Is that it?
You don't touch your wife on the butt.
I don't go up to strange women and violate them the way you're intimating. All right. Look at Tina. Thank you.
Tina, you sound like a wonderful woman.
All right. Tina, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. There has been a very disturbing development at Western Estates High School. A death threat was sent to the 25 most popular students there. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are on with us. Their sons did not get the death threat. Their sons are not considered popular. Ms. Dooley is now having a problem with that as well. She feels violated. We'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association join us. The topic is something very disturbing, that in the modern times of education, teens, and the internet and technology, death threats were received by 25, described as the 25 most popular kids in the school. Have they any leads, Bobby, on who sent these threats?
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't hear it.
Do they have any leads on who sent the threat?
Well, Phil, it's really not anything that, you know...
We're not into that, Mr. Edwards.
I mean, yeah, it's a very bad thing, but it's really not anything that concerns me right now. What concerns me...
Well, wait a minute. If this is a real threat, this needs to be dealt with, because there may have been the 25 most popular kids, but if some kid wants to pull off some Columbine, he's not going to be just, you know, if it's a random thing...
Phil, look... I don't know. The likelihood is, if the person who threatened the kids specified the 26 most popular, then it is, in all likelihood, those are the ones that would be targeted first. So I don't have a lot of... We're not worried about our sons from that respect. We're worried about the fact that we have our first snowball formal coming up. We have, of course, the junior and senior proms. And our three sons have been marked by Carolyn Minville, the principal, as unpopular. So I am so tempted to talk to Randy Berger, who is my dear friend and cousin. Her daughter is a model for Vogue. Thank you. I can get her to escort my sons to the prom, and just her walking into the room will make every other girl in that place look like a 8 p.m. washerwoman on her knees. Okay? So,
is this about humiliating other women and other girls? Is this about you?
Please don't raise your voice, Phil.
No, wait, ma'am, you said that, you don't care about the other kids and your sons are being humiliated. What is this about? The life of your kids? The popularity of your kids?
It's the same thing, Phil, and that's what you're talking about.
Bingo, bud. That's it. It's the same thing.
See, you don't get it, Phil. It's the same thing. When you say that a boy isn't popular, you have targeted him for death. All right? Because the popular ones will have protection. The popular ones are already bonding. The parents are getting together with security. The school has already called the police. The unpopular ones are the ones that get pulled into a van. The windows are darkened. The screams are muffled. The dismembered body is found within days. That's what happens to the unpopular ones, Phil. Their parents don't bond. They don't go to Napa. They don't exchange, you know, funny marital aid gifts. They don't swap partners if they want to. They don't do any of that. They grieve over a shopping bag that contains what's left of their kid. Think about it, Phil.
Jesus. I mean...
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, good Lord. 1-800-449-8686. Tony, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I have to admit up front that I'm a clueless male. But I'm just wondering, did I hear Bobby correctly earlier when she said that one of the mothers of the students did call her that was threatened and tried to talk with her?
Well, she tried to. What she was doing is it's. I'm sorry, your name's Tony.
Well, no, let me finish.
Well, you asked me a question. She.
I asked that she call you and answered that yes.
She called in to. Well, if the gentleman won't let me speak.
Well, all right, go ahead. No, answer the question. What were you going to say?
She called me to gloat over the fact that her son was popular.
Well, but the point is, you're saying that the parents are bonding together,
mm-hmm.
the students that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
mm-hmm.
I was talking.
I'm listening to you.
Okay. I thought that mm-hmm. You said the parents
mm-hmm.
of the students are bonding together,
mm-hmm.
but if you won't
mm-hmm.
talk with them, then there's no...
Mm-hmm.
They have to bond mm-hmm. together because people like you cut them off.
Well, she's calling up and she's saying, did you hear Steve's on the list?
You said you slammed the phone down.
I said to her, now you listen to me and listen very carefully. You're calling up and throwing up into my face that your son's popular. I said, you might as well call up and say I'll be over in a few minutes with the handle to a screwdriver.
So So you should have a phone with her if she has to go off to talk to other people. Let me ask one other question right
good
quick.
Good point. That's a very good point, Tony.
I don't think it's a good point.
Question.
I don't.
Well, I do.
Has anybody said that your kids are unpopular, or is that your phrase? I mean, it's different not being the top 25 and then being unpopular.
There's
a difference.
Yeah. Tony, you know, in the world that we live in,
Did somebody call your kids unpopular? Did the principal say your kids were unpopular?
Basically, yes. When she said they were
not basically. Did she use terminology unpopular?
Well, you have to understand the language of our world that we live in. It isn't really spelled out. It is inferred. When she said that those boys were not on that list,
you or the principal?
The principal. When she said the boys weren't on the list, she basically said Dylan, Seth, and Justin were losers.
No, she didn't. What she said was they went on the top 25 list.
Wait a minute. I think I live here. You don't.
They could have been the 27th most popular. They could have been the 28th most popular.
Tony, I tell you what you do. Go to your homeowners association meeting.
Go where?
Go to your homeowners association meeting.
Uh-huh.
And tell them what you've learned. But never, ever tell me how to run the Western Estates HOA.
I didn't tell you to run anything. I just tell you that you're the one using the term unpopular.
Well,
you're
Tony's
the one
saying,
who made that phrase up.
So I don't
Nobody else used it.
You said that.
Wait, the gentleman is simply saying, because they're not in the top 25.
So when your boys are not mentioned as the most popular, if you're not a mother, you don't know what it means. You don't know how it feels. I feel as if I've just miscarried. I feel as if I am in my ninth month. And every step I take, I want to vomit forever.
Phil?
Is there someone else on the line?
Yes, it's the caller. Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to get off. I want
to
make one comment.
Is that
I do have feelings, and
let
I can't tell you what
Tony.
I feel right now.
Tony, can I ask something?
Thank you.
When you fell off the bike, were you wearing a helmet? Oh, so he hangs up. He won't dignify that with an answer.
Well, that's a smart-ass thing to say.
Mr. Ray, I appreciate you not using the ass word.
I'm sorry, who was that?
It's my husband, Steve.
Sir, I'm sorry, but this is my show and I will speak. And it's a colloquial term. It's not offensive at all.
I think it's very offensive. It's profane.
No, it is not profane.
Well, sir, is that FCC?
Mr. Dooley, if you don't mind, I know my business. You don't know it. So why don't you just... As a matter of fact, am I talking to you or your wife?
Talking to my wife.
Then how do you hear... What are you, man, like in the other room?
Steve's listening in on a speakerphone.
Take it off. If he's going to listen to speakerphone, I don't want him commenting.
Well, boy, Phil, I don't know what to say. I'm simply a mother. I'm holding a towel up in front of me. I have had every stitch of clothing taken from me. I am standing in a street with a towel in front of me. If you were to walk around me, you can see my ass. There, I just used your word. Are you happy?
Ms. Dooley, I think we've gotten it very clear that you feel violated.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for acknowledging it.
1-800-449-8686. Denise, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, I really feel that mm-hmm. this popularity thing has nothing to do mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, children were mm-hmm. threatened. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter if your children were on the mm-hmm. list or not.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't feel violated for,
don't you
they told you that your kids weren't on the list.
Well, don't you ever feel violated when someone says your kid's a loser?
You know, did the principal actually tell you your child was a loser?
Well, I believe
she did.
They
just said that your child wasn't on the list. I have two children myself, and, you know, if this happened at my son's, at their school, I wouldn't care if they were on the list or not. I would be concerned about all of the children's safety.
That's a very good, what about that?
Mr. Henry, that's the third time you've said to a caller, oh, that's a very good point. Have I made any points tonight? Or am I like my sons?
All you're concerned about is your son's popularity. What about this threat that is going through the whole school?
No, I'm concerned about my son's safety as well. Because if the word gets out that they're losers, then guess who gets beaten up in the boys' bathroom? Guess who gets pantsed? Guess who gets hung? Guess who gets wedgied? Pulling them up by their underwear until the underwear sails clear up into the crack.
No one's called them losers. You're the one that's on the radio saying that they're losers.
Are you for real? I mean, the list came out.
What do you mean the list came out? It was a
list. The list came out of 25 children your children's name weren't on it. That doesn't mean every other child in that school is a loser.
Denise, can we be clear on what we're talking about here?
Trini, I want to talk to this woman, one woman to one woman.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I don't really think Mr. Hendry understands. You're a woman.
I am a woman,
Denise,
yes.
Do you remember when we were going to school?
Yes.
How horrible it was when the girls planned a party and we weren't invited. You remember?
Yes, I remember that very well.
It was hurtful. This is the same thing. I feel for my sons. I feel that they are being given, figuratively speaking, symbolically, I feel like their underwear has been hooked to a crane, and they are being given the world's most brutal wedgie.
Yes,
you know,
well, they have a lot to think about. I mean, they're your friends, the ones that were on that list. They're your friends. You should be there for your friends.
Yeah, and your sons. And let's not forget, these children had their lives threatened. Now, I've had death threats.
So now you're special too, huh?
No, I'm not special.
No one's special.
Well, why'd you bring that up?
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Ms. Dooley, we're back.
Phil, could you hold on just a minute? To Dylan Sevendus.
I'm adding you to the list.
I'm adding you to the list. What we're doing, Phil, is we're writing an email.
An email to your sons?
Yes, and it's a threatening email. And we're putting in things, you know, should we say about...
I'll kill you or something.
I will kill you. Now, you may think this is stupid, but what this does is two things. It includes those boys on that list of the 26, and the other parents suddenly are saying, oh, the Dooley's got one, too. Okay. So if they're going to have some kind of a meeting about how to deal with this threat, if it's at someone's home, if it's on someone's boat, you know, if it is at a hotel, a Four Seasons in Santa Barbara, we're there. We're killing two birds with one stone. Hold on, Phil.
Yeah, but Ms. Dooley...
Hold on. I want to... I'll make a lampstand.
Out of your bones.
Out of your bones.
That stuff is gruesome.
It's the way kids talk.
Sincerely?
Well, you don't sign it. What an idiot. I mean, my husband is so stupid. He wanted to sign it.
Was he going to sign it?
What are you going to sign it?
Geez, I guess I was going to sign it Steve Dooley. I guess I shouldn't do that.
Oh, what a jackass. Oh, God. Oh, but he's a good man. Okay, Phil.
All right, let's get back to the phones. 1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
I've been on the other side of this story that she's speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was an athlete when she was in high school.
Yeah.
And all the athletes were threatened to be killed by a student. The school was put down on a lockdown. And all the athletes were gathered in the gym.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, my daughter was terrified. I would have been thankful to be one of the mothers who did not have to get a phone call to say that your child has been threatened. You need to come and get her.
But you bonded with other parents.
Just a moment, please. You've had your time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You wait a second.
Well, I'm just agreeing with you.
You know, we did not plan a trip to Napa. We did not bond any more than we had.
Well,
do you have a job?
Do you
work?
I raise three boys.
Okay,
that's a job.
I've raised three children,
that's,
and I work, but besides
that's
that.
Job. That's a job.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
But, okay,
did
maybe
you
have too much time on your spin.
May I ask you a question? I don't mean to
be
offensive. Are you the one that made the threat?
No, absolutely no. Why would I do that?
In order to make your daughter feel included.
No, why would I do that?
In order to make your daughter...
If you feel that your children...
Wait a minute. This woman just said that the kids were put into a lockdown in the gym. I imagine the police were called, right, Susan?
Yes, the police came and they found pipe bombs.
What do you mean she...
It's entirely possible that the woman we're speaking to right now did. I'm not saying she did.
The police found pipe bombs, Susan.
Yes, they did. And it was a student who did it.
All right.
And I worked for the school district where this happened. I would have been fired had it been me.
Let me ask you something. Did you talk to any of the kids' parents or the kids who were not threatened?
Ooh,
gotcha.
Gotcha. Yes, I did.
Gotcha. You know why? Because then you would have found out how much of losers they felt like.
Oh, believe me.
Because
you
and your daughter
are... You have a problem.
How do I have a problem? You and your daughter...
You have a problem because you're judging that your child or children, your boys,
mm-hmm.
are not popular because they're not going to be bombed or shot.
Well,
you have to have your own value of your own self.
Can I ask you to hold on, Susan? Hold on for me. Susan, hold
sure.
on. Bobby, can I ask you to hold on?
No, I don't want to hold on. I don't want to be violent.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to go back to Susan. I'm going back to Susan, Bobby. Susan, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know.
Am I going to be allowed to talk?
Yes,
go ahead,
can.
Susan, go ahead.
Jesus. Each person needs to develop their own self-worth. And what happens in high school doesn't mean a bit of difference what happens later on in life.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right. So I'm just upset that you're making your sons feel
I'm sorry. I'm not well. Oh, God, I'm not well.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.